This week's Sedra, Chayei Sara, sponsored by the Weinblatt family of Ramat Beit Shemesh, Lili Nishmas, Yaakov, Yitzhak Ben Chaim. Sedra starts out, V'yu Chayei Sara, Miyashana V'svim Shana V'shef Nim, Shnei Chayei Sara, V'tama Sara B'kriyas Arba Yichavar Meretz Kanan, V'yavo Avraham L'spod L'Sara V'lif Kosa. So Avram Avinu came to be maspid Sarah and to cry for her. So the word belief kosa, if you never looked into the Sefer Torah or some of the Chumashim, the word, the letter kaf is small, the small kaf. So what is this coming to Meram? It's different pshatim, the Balaturim has a number, one of them being it's a small kaf because he didn't cry that much for Sarah. She was an older woman. It's not like you're, you know, a tragic death of a young person. She was already, you know, a gazunta age, over, you know, we say Mea Vesrim, you know, she was more than Mea Vesrim. However, another pasuk shot, the Gan Rave brings down, based on the pasuk later on, it says, Hashem beirachas Avraham bakol. And Hashem gave a bracha to Avraham Avinu, bakol, gave him bakol. What is bakol? So Rashi says that bakol is 52 in gematria, which is the same gematria as ben. As if to say that Hashem, this was the pasuk, just before he sent Eliezer to find a shidduch for Yitzhak, as if to say, okay, he has a ben now, he has to find a shidduch for, that's a bakol and ben. However, another chazal tell us, the Midrash, that Bakol was a name. It was a name of a daughter that Avram Avinu had. Hashem Be'erachas Avram Bakol, meaning he gave him a bracha and he had a daughter. However, this daughter died the same time as Sarah Imenu died, on the same time. So Mele says, that's why the kaf is small. Why? If you take out the kaf out of Velif Kosa, what are you left with? Ule Bita. So Mele, Avram Avinu came lispod leSara ulebita to maspid Sara and her daughter, because her daughter Bakol died at the same time. Agav, they say, how do we know that in fact Avram Avinu had a daughter? How is that muchrach in the psukim? So again, it says, you know, the pasuk says before he sent, you know, Eliezer find a shidduch for Yitzhak. It says Hashem berachas Avraham bakol. Right. So the shaila is, what happens if a person he has a son, but he himself is at this point not married? Well, he died, divorced, whatever. He's not married right now. So the father needs a shidduch, and the son needs a shidduch. So who comes first, the father or the son? So Chazal tell us that the father comes first. You know, you got to take care of yourself first, and the father has to find a shidduch first for himself. However, that's only if the father hasn't been mekayim puravu. The father has already been mekayim puravu, so now the son, who hasn't been mekayim the mitzvah yet, he takes preference. Son, okay. Therefore, Avraham berachas Avraham bakol. Okay, and then he sent Eliezer. Right, next pasuk. Right, sent Eliezer to find a shidduch for Yitzchak. This is after Sarah's death. Avram himself needed a shidduch. Okay, so he needed a shidduch, and his son needed a shidduch. And what did he do? He went and sent Eliezer to find a shidduch for who? For his son. He comes first. It must be that Avraham was Mekayim Mitzvah Puravu, and that's why he can send to find a shidduch for Yitzchak. How could he find where do we see Puravu? We only know he had Yitzchak. Must be Hashem Berachas Avraham Bakol. Must be Bakol is a daughter, so he had a daughter and his son Yitzchak. So now his son comes first, and that's why he sent Eliezer to find a shidduch for the first son. Agav, thinking, I don't know if we can ask kashas from one vordan to another, but it presents a shtickle problem. Why? Because we said that Bakol died at the same time when Sarimehu died, according to the last vord. So if that's the case, he didn't have a daughter anymore, right? He wasn't Mekayim Puravu anymore. He only had a son. He didn't have a daughter anymore. We don't hold like that. However, we do. I did have a shtickle teretz. Shulchan Aruch says in the beginning of Eben Ezra, Siman Aleph, Sif Vav, talks about the mitzvah Puravu. And so it says over there, what happens if a person, he has a son and a daughter, Mekayim the mitzvah? Fine. But then his daughter dies, and now isn't left the mitzvah anymore. He only has a son. However, let's say his daughter herself was married already and left the daughter, and then she died. So now the father has a son and a granddaughter. So the chelkas mechokek mishita, that's also yirukayim peruvu. Now you have a son and a granddaughter, that's also okay. So mele, it could be that, it could be that this bakol also had already a daughter, and therefore, even though she died, maybe she left over a daughter, so Avram was still mekayim peruvu, and therefore that's why he found a shidduch for Yitzchak. Okay. Back to the first pasuk. And we're going to get back to this vort in a second, but first let's look at the first part. So Rashi says, why is it shana three times? So he says it's to tell us lomar lachash. Each one is Rosha darshan by itself. Bas kuf ke bas kaf lachet, that from when she was one under she was like 20 lagabe chet. Ma bas kaf lo chachata, just like a 20-year-old didn't sin. Sharei eina bas onshin, she's not punishable. Af bas kuf lochet, also when she was 100, she was like that without sin. And ke bas kaf ke bas zayin liyofi, just like when she was 20, she was like a 7-year-old as far as beauty goes. Okay, so it's very difficult, Rashi. A few things. First of all, the bas kuf ke bas kaf ke lochet. So Rashi says, just when she was 100, she was like 20 legabe sin. Just like a 20-year-old doesn't sin. There's no chet there. But a 20-year-old so too. When she was 100, she also had no chet. What's pshat? What 20-year-old? I mean, you guys. Some of you guys are 20. I know you're all tzaddikim. Masami did a chet here or there. A 20-year-old never sins before he's 20. So you'll say, yeah. Rashi comes to answer that because he says right after that belochet and why sharei ena basonchi. Okay, she's not punishable. First of all, that doesn't answer the question. So what? So just because you don't get punished, that means it's not a sin. It's the same. You just don't get punished. Was it belochet? Why? Because she's not punishable. Agav, the Chasam Sofer goes out on this because some people think they misunderstand. They take this Rashi to believe to say that a person is 20 or not, but you can do whatever you want, no problems. You don't get punished until you're 20 years old, right? Because Rashi said, "Reino basonchi," not only when you're 20 or basonchi. The Chasam Sofer says that's absolutely not true. First of all, he says there's no source at all for such a thing in Shas. He says it's only a midrash agada, and even there he says you have to understand it only applies. First of all, before Matan Torah, okay, and only when HaKadosh Baruch Hu in certain situations wanted to wipe out, let's say, the Dor HaFlaga or the Dor HaMidbar, in certain cases before Matan Torah, that he wanted to he wouldn't punish people before they're 20 in certain scenarios. But once the Torah was given, and now there's no such thing, once the Prince of Bar Bat Mitzvah, he's chayvin everything, all the Yonshim, you give him Skilis, Reifa, Her, whatever you're, Malkus, Kare, whatever, he's chayvin everything once he's Bar Bat Mitzvah. So, not to misunderstand. But anyways, like we said, what does it mean that she was 20, she was 20 with no sin, which 100 is like 20 with no sin, and 20-year-old sin also. Not batzonchin, so what? She still sins. And the second part is also difficult. What does it mean when she was 20, she was like 7, what's more beautiful, a 20-year-old woman or a 7-year-old girl? Right? When she was beautiful, she was 20 like a 7-year-old. Should be, doesn't make sense. So there's a Chidushi Marzu, he says there's a mistake here in the Gersa. Right, you just have to flip around the two words, and everything's beautiful. Meaning, it should say bas kuf ke bas kaf leyofi, not lechet. Now it's perfect. Why? What? Who's more beautiful, a 100-year-old woman or a 20-year-old woman? Of course, a 20. So therefore, when she was 100, she was as beautiful as a 20-year-old. That makes good sense. And also, the second one makes good sense. Now, what? When she was 20, she was like 7 legabe chet. It also makes sense because a 7-year-old is before bat mitzvah. There's no chet. So even though she was 20 and she could be sinning already for 8 years or whatever, no, she was like a 7-year-old without chet. Works out beautiful. Ah, so now, what letter over here represents beauty? Right? She was kabas kuf kabas kaf leyofi. Right? When she was 100, she was like a 20-year-old when it comes to beauty. Therefore, the letter kaf represents beauty. Amemela, now let's go back. Says the Bikurei Aviv. It says in the pasuk, "V'tama sarav echuchulei v'yavo Avraham lispod l'sarav alif kosa." We said, "Why is the kaf small?" Because kaf represents beauty, meaning that Avraham cried for Sarah, but not for the kaf, not for the kaf which represents beauty. Sheker achein v'hevel yofi. He cried for tzidkus, and therefore that's why the kaf is small. Okay, pasuk Zayin says the Avraham Avinu speaking to Bnei Chet. He wants a place burial plot, and it says over there, "Vayakam Avraham ishtachu l'amaretz livnei ches." So Avraham got up and he bowed down to the Amaretz livnei ches. So Maisa once say, it used to be in Europe, the bathroom used to eat was called in Yiddish teg, which means day. You know, they used to have, there are certain days, they didn't have a chadar, you know, chadre ochel in those days, you know, in the things, dining rooms. They used to eat by people, balabatim, how they used to, you know, support the bathroom. They used to eat by them. So once a balabas, there was, you know, supporting one of the bachurim, he was eating by him. So he came to the Chasam Sofer and he says, you know, my bachur, you know, that's by me, you know, my bachur eats by me. My bachur doesn't have chet. Meaning, he's, take the word bachur, bet chet vavresh, right? So he doesn't have a chet. What happens if you take out the word chet, letter chet from bachur? Left with boor. Right, so he's trying to say, you know, in a nice way. He says, "My, you know, this bacher, this man, he doesn't have chet. I mean, he doesn't have a chet. He's a boor, not a bacher. He's, you know." So the Chasam Sofer says, "Ah, not so gefährlich. Okay, so the bacher is a boor. No. He says, however, he says somebody supports Torah. What does he call? A machazik. He's machazik to Torah. He says, what happens if you take the chet out of a machazik though? What are you left with? Mazik, because that's bad. A bacher without a chet, he's a boor, no. But a machazik without a chet, that's a mazik. That's a terrible thing. However, he says, what if the machazik has a chet? He's a machazik. He's not a mazik. However, he's an amaretz. He's a boor, right? What happens if you have a machazik that's a boor? It's an amaretz. So he says, not so bad. You know, as long as you're supporting Torah, that's fine. You suffer the vul. You have to be a big talmud chacham. As long as you're supporting Torah, that's fine. That's merumas in the pasuk over here. Vishtachu la amaretz, right? When can you bow down to amaretz? When is it fine to be an amaretz? That's if he's a livnei chet. If he's at a chet. If he's a machazik with a chet, then you can even bow down to him. If he's a machazik without a chet, then he's a mazik. Then no. Vishtachu la amaretz livnei chet. If he has a chet. So reminds me of a maisa. So with back in days in Morocco, there was a chazan, or they call them payatanim. The Sephardim. His name was Rav David Chassin. And it's actually Matim for Parshas Toldos more, but he was a Balkore. And he was reading on Shabbos Parshas Toldos. So they called up for the Aliyah Shishi, the sixth Aliyah, a Bachar. His name was Yaakov. And his name is Yaakov Bardugo. He was a Chashev Bachar. And they called him up for the Aliyah, sixth Aliyah, whatever. So this Rav David, he's reading the Sefer Torah. And he comes to the pasuk, Im lokeach Yaakov isha bibenos chet. Chais, chet. It's far enough to say chet. Okay, so he's reading the pasuk, and he makes a mistake. He's reading the pasuk, he says, Im lokeach Yaakov isha mibenos tet. Instead of chet, he said tet. So the Yaakov, the bachur, is having the aliyah, noticed it. He said, no, not mibenos tet, mibenos chet. So he goes, okay, fine. And he changed it, and he corrected himself and went off. So after davening, the Balkore came to Siakov, the Pasuk, to correct him in the Pasuk, and he said to him, listen, so it happened to be that this Balkore, David, he was a very, very poor man, and he had nine daughters, and he couldn't marry them off, any of them, because he was very poor, and have the money to marry them off. So he said to the Bachar Yaakov, he said, listen, it said the Pasuk that I made a mistake in, Im lokeach Yaakov, Ibsham, Ibnot Tet. He says, really, I have Bimnot Tet. I have nine daughters, Bimnot Tet. However, Im lokeach Yaakov, you take one of my daughters, then it really will be Bimnot Tet. And I'll be Bimnot Tet. I'll really only have eight daughters. That'd be wonderful if you do such a thing. And sure enough, he did so, and he married one of his daughters. Okay. Says in the pasuk Tesvav towards the end of the union here with Ephron, etc. It says Vayishmav and Ephron Vishkol Avram Ephron as a kesef, etc. So it says before that Adonish Meini Eretz Arba Miyot Shekel Kesef Beini Uvein Chamahi Veimei Eschach Kavor. So what is he trying to say over here? Arba Miyot Shekel Arba Miyot Shekel Beini Uvein Chah, between me and between you. So the Adiras Eliyahu, Ben Ishchai, Chumash, says the following. There's a pasuk that Chazal relate it refers to Ephron. They put this pasuk. This pasuk represents Ephron. Pasuk in Mishle and Per Kaf Ches Pasuk Kaf Beis. It says Nivhal Lahon Ish Ra'ayim. So somebody that's Nivhal Lahon, he's crazy. He runs after money like crazy. He's a Ish Ra'ayim. He's like a stingy person. Always wants more and more money. V'lo yeda ki cheser yivani. He doesn't realize in the end he's not gonna. You know, he's stingy and he's like end to end he's gonna lose out because of it. Cheser yivani. Okay, that refers to Ephron. So he says like this. Ephron, he wanted 400 shekels, right? He wanted 400 shekels for the burial plot. However, he said, you know, Ra'ayin, which he was, you know, Nivhal Anish, Ra'ayin is Ephron. Ra'ayin in Gematria is 400. So he was afraid, he was going to come to Avram straight out and say, 400 shekels I want. So Avram says, 400, that's Ra'ayin in Gematria. You know, you're a Ra'ayin, I'll be a Ra'ayin. I'll give you nothing for your very little for your plot. So therefore, Ephron said, okay, he came a different approach. He said, Avram, arba mi'a shekel kesef, beini u'bein cha mahi. So you know what I want, why I want arba mi'a shekel kesef? Because beini u'bein cha. What's beini u'bein cha? Between me and between you. Meaning, between me, how do you spell Ephron? Ein, pei, resh, vav, nun. Ephron, right? What's the middle letter, beini, between me and the middle of me? Resh. What's resh in Gematria? 200. Avram. How do you spell Avram? Aleph, Beit, Reish, Hey, Mem. What's the middle letter? Reish also. What's Reish? 200. Beini, 200. Bein Cha, 200. 200, 200 is 400. That's why I want 400. Beini, Bein Cha. That's why. So Avram said, very cute, Ephron. However, forgetting the Pasuk Mishle said in, you know, about you. Nivhalo Anish Ra'ayin. Why? V'lo Yeda Chi Cheser Yevuenu. You're forgetting that Ephron, if you look in the Torah, how does Hashem spell your name? Cheser, chaser. It's spelled Ayin, Pei, Resh, Nun. There's no Vav. So Meila, there's no middle letter. There's no Resh middle letter. But Meila, there's no Beini Ubein Cha. No, you're a Ra'ayin, and you remain a Ra'ayin. Okay. It says, later on, Eliezer sent, trying to find a Shidduch, the Yitzhak, so he comes to Haran, meets with, finds Rivka, and speaks to Lavan. Mesuel tells the whole story. So the pasuk says, "Vavo hayom el ha'ayin." Right, he's relating the whole story. Eliezer, what happened? And he says, "And I came today to the well, etc." So Rashi says, "What does it mean? I came today, hayom el ha'ayin. Why today?" So Rashi says, today meaning I left today and I came today. Mikan, we learn from here that Eliezer had Kfitza Sederach. He did a journey, which Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer says, we'll see a little bit later, was a 17-day journey. Got there the same day. So, question number one is, why did Eliezer feel it necessary to have to tell Lava? So, okay, yeah, that's true, but why do you have to tell him that? Well, what's so significant about telling him, today again, I left and came today. What was the significance of that? Number one. Secondly, there's a Midrash Pliya over here. Famous Midrash. Very baffling. What does it say? On the pasuk we mentioned before, Vashem Beirachas Avram Bakol. So Mikan Shekim Avram Mitzvah Sukkah. Midrash Pliya. Right? He's about to send Eliezer to find a Shidduch for his son. And it says, Hashem Beirachas Avraham Bakol. From here we see that Avraham was Mekayim Mitzvah Sukkah. Okay? So, what do you see Sukkah here? So the famous Gra. Gra says, because Bakol, besides being the daughter, like we said before, but Bakol also is spelled Beit Kaf Lamed. So these three letters, Beit Kaf and Lamed, represent the three psukim of Sukkah. Right? Bet is, Beit begins the Sun Pasuk, Besukas Teshru Shivas Yamim. And Kaf is Kol Ha'ezrach Yisrael Yeshvu B'Sukkos, and Lamed is Laman Yedu Dorasen Ki B'Sukkos Hashavti. So the three psukim dealing with Sukkah, based Kaf Lamed, we just begin with those three letters. Okay, but what is the Torah telling us that now? Fine, Avraham, you know, did the Mekayim Mitzvah Sukkah, but why tell me now when in this place over here, stuck over here, when he's sending it, let's find a shidduch for you, for Yitzhak. Avraham was a kai mitzvah sukkah. What's it doing over here? And the third question, last question, is what happens? Abraham, a father has a mitzvah to marry off his son. The Gemara in Kedushin has a mitzvah to teach him Torah, to marry off his son, etc. So one mitzvah fathers marry off his son, 100%. Now, what happens? You have a mitzvah to do. Is it better to do the mitzvah yourself, or is it better to send a shaliach? Whoever learned Kedushin, mitzvah bo yoter mi b'shlucho. It's better to do the mitzvah yourself than to send a shaliach. So why didn't Avraham get a mitzvah to marry off his son? Why didn't he do it himself? Why is he sending Eliezer? Third question. So, Rav Shlomo Sobel puts everything together. He says like this. There's a shaylin, there's a machlokes actually in Chazal, when exactly did the Kedus Yitzhak happen? Okay, where most people tell you it happened on the Rosh Hashanah, so we know read it on Rosh Hashanah. However, it appears Kedur Rebbe Eliezer and says, no, it happened on Yom Kippur. That the Kedus Yitzhak happened in Yom Kippur. Now, right after, as last week said, right, the year, at the end of that, and comes the Akedah, and the whole part of the Akedah, right after that, it says, Hine Yaldam Milka Gamhi, etc., etc., Uvesuel Yalad as Rivka. So it tells us that Rivka was born right there. So what happened? The Akedah happened, and right after the Akedah, like that day, also, the things were set into motion for Yitzhak, who now survived, was going to marry this girl who was just born, Rivka. She was born now in Yom Kippur. However, couldn't marry her yet. He had to wait 3 years. Fine. So, the program is set. 3 years from now, Yom Kippur, Rivka is going to be 3 years old, ready to get married to Yitzhak, and he can go for it. Fine. So, what happened? So here we are, 3 years later, okay. Avraham is now, your Motzi Yom Kippur. He says, okay, now I can, have to marry off my son, Rivka, wonderful. So he says, but wait a second, I got a problem on my hands. Why? Because where does she live? In Haran. Haran is a 17-day journey, okay. So he says, 17-day journey, now it's Motzi Yom Kippur. And in a few days, right, it's Sukkot. So I don't want to go now. I'm going to have to, vatal mitzvah sukkah. I have to travel. Okay, pater, over there is possible. But I don't want to pater. I want to be chayim. I want to do the mitzvah sukkah. So he said, but I got a problem because it's a 17-day journey. So he said, okay, I have a wonderful idea. I'll send Eliezer. Why? Eliezer's an Evid. Anyone who learned mitzvah sukkah, an Evid is pater, right? Tuvi, a famous Tuvi, right? He's pater from, an Evid is pater from mitzvah sukkah. So wonderful. I'll send my Evid. So in Mele, everything's beautiful. Right? Hashem, Beirach, Asavram, Bakol. We said that it refers to mitzvah sukkah. We said, what is this that doing over here? Doing all very good, because this was a Yom Kippur now, the most of Yom Kippur, and Abraham had a mitzvah sukkah to do, and because of that, he didn't want to go himself, which was our third question, why didn't he go himself? He didn't want to go, he didn't want to have a battle of mitzvah sukkah. So Mela, as the next psukim say, he sent his slave Eliezer, which is not chayvet sukkah, to go find to go for the shiva. Mela, but what happened though? He had kvitzas sederach. So he left on, the 11th of Tishrei, day after Yom Kippur. When did he arrive? The 11th of Tishrei. So now, here he is. He's speaking to, the family, Mishpacha, Rivka. And he says, oh, I got a problem over here. Why? Because they're not going to believe it. I guess they say, what's going on over here? Why are you coming to Shidduch? Why did Mr. Boyat Erev Shlucho, Avraham should have come. What are you doing over here? And Mela, that's why you have to say our first question. Why did it was a Torah? Why do you have to tell them a Kfitza Sadera? He said, no, you don't understand. I had Kfitza Sadera. My Avraham, if he wouldn't, we didn't know about Kfitza Sadera. Avraham thought he would go. We'd have to about the mitzvah sukkah, so he didn't go. He sent me. But then all of a sudden, Kfitza Sadera. And that's why I'm here. And had Avraham known that, he would have gone himself. Mela, everything's answered. Okay. So I will end with the last inyan here. It says that once a chashav rav, he had a son that he wanted to marry off and a shidduch for. So what did he do? He looked around. He got a hatzah of a girl from a very wealthy man. So he says, oh, sounds really good, and he promised he'll support the couple with everything, So he says, okay, sounds good. So the only problem was, is this couple the other family, excuse me, they lived quite a long way away. So he decided to take his son and check out, you know, go to see this and see them yet the other side. So they get their wagon loaded up, whatever, and they start making the trip to, you know, visit this rich man and his daughter. Fine, they travel. They stayed, as they're getting closer, they stayed one night at this certain inn. And in the morning, before they left the inn, the rough turns to the innkeeper and he says, "Tell me something. You wouldn't happen to know the Gvir Moshe, you know, this rich man Moshe by any chance, would you?" So he says, "Of course I know him." "Goes, really? You know him? Oh, good. What can you tell me about him? You know, I'll find out." So he says, "Ugh, this Gvir Moshe, are you kidding me?" He says, "If I give him my hand and say Shalom Aleichem, when I take it back, I count how many fingers I have left. You know, afraid he took some. This guy's the biggest scoundrel. Hey, he's a thief. It went on and on and on. Oh, mouthful." So when the Rav heard this, he's like, lucky he asked him about it, you know. Okay, thank you for the information. Told his son, forget it. Should have stopped, you know. We're not getting near this guy. And they left there. They left to go home. That was the end of that. So on their way home, he turns to his son. The Rav turns to his son and says, "You know what? Now I can understand Pshat over here in the Parsha." What? It says, as we mentioned, that Eliezer had Kfitzas Haderech. Okay? So he says, why did Kodesh Baruch Hu make it Kfitzas Haderech? He says, now I can understand it. He says, can you imagine if Eliezer would not have Kfitzas Haderech? He'd have to travel 17 days to Haran. Mainly he has to stay over at places, you know. And imagine he gets up one morning, turns to the innkeeper and says, "Hey, do you ever hear of, you know, Besuel and Lavan by any chance?" And they go, "Oh, of course I know. Oh, can you tell me something about him?" "Oh, it's a Lavan." Right? He's going to get a mouthful wherever he goes. He said, forget it. He's going to go straight home and the end of the Shidduch. No Shidduch. But Mela, to avoid that, Akash Baruch Hu had to make Kfitzas Haderech so he can go straight to Haran. No question that. Not rebarb anybody. Go straight and the Shidduch should be made. Once a father came to the Chazon Ish and he was crying. I said, "What's wrong?" He says, "You know, I have a daughter who's getting older and older and I can't get a shenach for her." He says, "Why? What's wrong?" He says, "I'll tell you what's wrong." He says, "My neighbor." He says, I have a neighbor that every time I have a shenach offer comes to my daughter, everything's good, whatever. Mela, you know, the other side always wants to, you know, check in, you know, look into things. So they mela call the neighbor, you know, it's naturally call the neighbor and want to find out about it. And then he badmouths my family, my daughter, and no matter who comes up, badmouths him and then Kumarnu, and the shenach is over. And it's time and time again. I don't know what to do. So he said, maybe I want to know. Should I move? Maybe. I said, I shouldn't move. It's difficult, but I should maybe move my family. I don't know what to do. So Chazon Zeir says, no, you don't have to move. He says, what? He says, trust me. He says, well, all the shidduchim that fell through, because they were not to be. They were not meant to be. That was not her besher. He says, you'll see. When the bachur comes along, the besher, you know, comes along, you'll see that they won't ask the neighbor. Hashem won't make it. It is. And sure enough, kachava. Right, the right one came along. They didn't think about having to ask the neighbor, and now everything went through and went good. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants things to go, you know, makes Kfitzas Haderech and arrive at the right place at the right time. But the Shem, we should all be zoiche to many, many miracles, Kfitzas Haderech in many ways. When the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to do all the good for us and the ultimate good of Bias Kol Tzedek Bimhira V'Yameinu. Amen.